This is the first Celtic Underground extra of the season following the fantastic opening day 7-0 thumping of St Johnstone. A brilliant performance by Celtic, but it'll be interesting to see whether St Johnstone finished close to the bottom of the league or mid-table to give us an indication of just how good that performance was. Certainly St Johnstone were pretty woeful, some goalkeeping errors and dreadful defending, helping rampant Celtic secure all 3 points with seven marvellous goals. Strikes from Mikey Johnson, and then a hat-trick from Ryan Christie, taking it to four. Other goals came from Griffiths, Edward and Olivier Cham, and it may actually have been his first touch of the game. All in all, I don't think Scott Bain will have a more comfortable performance all season, and it really is part of the old adage of whatever Celtic wants to take away, or anybody wants to take away from Celtic's performance, you can only beat what's in front of you. And these sorts of teams usually come to Celtic Park, camp in and make it difficult. And the style of play from Celtic today was just wonderful attacking football and some excellent crosses in from Ballingolly. And a good start to the campaign for the Arab-Israeli, whose name I can't pronounce yet, so hence the reason why I call him an Arab-Israeli rather than his actual name. After the game, we had hat-trick hero Ryan Christie in the press conference. Tommy Wright, who actually was okay about it, I think he was pretty pragmatic about the fact that we are just so far above them. I mean, the gulf in class between us and St Johnstone is up there with us and Barcelona, PSG, in terms of the money gulf between the two teams. So he was pretty pragmatic about it. And then Neil Lennon, who was very pleased. He came into the press conference at one point where he was a bit stern, was quite rightly, when he was asked if that put down a marker for Rangers and us in the season. Really, we shouldn't be interested in the rest of domestic football. We've just won eight in a row. As Neil Lennon quite rightly says, we've got three trophies in the trophy cabinet. Our aspirations should be set higher and we should be aiming for European success, and the domestic success will naturally follow if we are creating a team that can get us European football past Christmas, which should be our aim. Anyway, enough of me. As I say, after the game, Ryan Christie, Tommy Wright and Neil Lennon. Hope you enjoy this, and there'll be a podcast review along shortly. Cheers.
Not a bad way to start the season, is it?
Yeah, look, I think we're all kind of delighted. Going into the game, we kind of wanted to make a, you know, not prove a point, but make a statement almost to everybody else. And, you know, we've come off the back already of a few tough games in Europe, so kind of to start this way domestically, we're obviously delighted.
How important was it when people had, expecting there to be a greater challenge that you did do that in your first game?
Well, I think every team wants to get off to the best start as possible. You know, we also touched on the fact that playing at Celtic Park, obviously, and Flag Day and everything, you know, we need to try and kind of this season make this place a, you know, the fortress that it's known for. And to do that, you need to dominate teams and, you know, hopefully win games with big margins. We've done that today. You know, credit to kind of St Johnstone, because they try to kind of make it stuffy and play behind the ball a little bit. But I think on the day, you know, we moved the ball very well and it paid off.
And for yourself personally, after the injuries last season, to start this season with a hat-trick?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've kind of said it a few times that, you know, ever since the kind of injuries kind of over the summer, I was just kind of chomping to get back into it. And, you know, I've loved playing a part in the European games. But I knew today, obviously, domestically, I want to really kind of kick on now. I've made that point. I was happy enough with last season, kind of managing to get into the start of 11, but now I really need to kind of hopefully kick on, and especially being one of the attacking players, there's an expectation to kind of provide goals if you're scoring or assisting, so you know, my job's to do that.
It's only the start of the season, but are you playing your best football, or is there more to come?
I was going to say there's more to come. You know, I'm enjoying it. I'm loving playing in this team. You know, the players I've got around me make it easier for me. Playing off Canaldson and having the likes of Mikey and Jamesy, and we've got so many options even off the bench. Their boys coming on, Griff and Ollie coming on and scoring, it shows the quality we have in the whole team. So, you know, it's a great team to be part of right now.
It feels as if you're going to score every game you get
to. You know, I think it's just, you know, I know that's the expectation. You know, it's a pressure that comes with the position, it comes with the club playing for Celtic, so you know, I need to kind of live up to that as my job. you know, like I said, that everybody around me right now is playing superb as well, which, like I said, makes my job easier. But yeah, I'm really enjoying it right now.
You set yourself a goal target for the season?
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to tell you. Yeah, of course, I've obviously made my wrote down my targets for the season. So, you know, first things first, though, I need to hopefully keep my place in the starting 11 and kind of take it from there. That and the fear of getting told off if I don't do that from the sideline. But you know, the gaffer's mentioned that you know, if he wants me to kind of shoot on sight if I get the chance. You know, he's never going to shout at me for taking it on. So you know, I'm delighted to hear that. You know, I was frustrated to kind of blaze one over the bar first 10 minutes, but you know, obviously happy to get on the score sheet after that.
What's your best tally for the season, man? Goals tally.
What's that?
How many goals generally score? What's your best tally for the season so far?
I think last season I don't actually know what I finished with, maybe 11 or 12, but obviously I think, well, I'm hoping, you know, touch with a stay injury free and stuff, I can get a kind of full season at it, you know, and then it's up to me to kind of keep my consistency and keep my performance levels high, which is something that's very hard to do, but yeah, that's what I'm looking to do.
The manager of the week quite well a few when you came off, was that I'm just telling you was resting you for a minute, or
what you after the home game in Europe, obviously I was a bit frustrated being on two goals and coming off, so he just had a wee joke with me that I was allowed to come off then after a hat-trick, so I couldn't be grumpy this time.
Ryan, how did the ovation from the fans feel coming off?
Yeah, it's brilliant, you know, and especially the first game of the season, to see them turn out like that, and I think it was absolutely exceptional, the atmosphere here today. Anyone in the stadium will probably say that, so just makes it, you know, a joy to kind of play in front of that, and then on the other side of it, we need to kind of live up to it and put on a show. And today we managed to do that, so we're all happy. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Neil, could you have asked for a much better start to the season?
No, that's a perfect performance in every aspect of our play. Clean sheet, two very good attacking fullbacks. You know, two centre halves who were strong and athletic and great midfield, and just played with real attack and intent the whole game. There's a relentlessness about them today which pleased me. It's always difficult to, you know, come in at half time with a good lead and then try and pick up where you left off, and they got better as the game went on. Substitutes were fantastic as well, made a great contribution. I loved the last two goals, well, in fact the last three goals I loved. Counter attack, and then it's a great play from Griff for Odson's run, and Griffiths goals, only he can score those kind of goals, touch, finish. Just, I like the, you know, the Ryan hat-trick as well. You know, the great goals, all-round goals. I love the connection with the players and the fans today. I just thought the atmosphere was perfect and the players responded in the right way. So we're not getting carried away, but that is a good marker, obviously. Is there more to come? You'd like to think so, as we get stronger, fitter, better, but I couldn't ask any more, really, from... We've beaten a very, you know, very good, rugged St. Johnson team. In fact, we've, you know, taken them apart at times, and that pleases me.
How important was it to you to lay down a marker to the other teams?
Not that important, but the players do their talking. We've been quite calm. You know, we've had a real sort of intense period with the Champions League games, and this is obviously the start of the campaign, and we're going into another big one on Wednesday, and it should give them a lot of confidence, but the game will be different, we know that. For an opening game of the season, 7 goals, well, just well.
Is there a belief in Christie that he's now truly a top team player at Celtic?
Unquestionably. And he'll get better. Was he 24? He likes the work. You know, he likes the work ethic, he likes to listen, he's got great enthusiasm and stamina for the game. I like that, he's got great talent. So he's in a good place at the minute. We just want him to carry on in the same vein.
He'll be going up levels as the games come thick and fast. Have you got enough ammunition in your mind?
Well, you're always looking for more. But, you know, if we get the wee man up to full speed, what an asset he's going to be for me. Got goals in Odson, goals in Forrest, goals in Sinclair, getting goals from Christie and McGregor. And that pleases me. We look at threaded set plays. So, you know, it's not just we're not one dimensional in terms of where the goals are coming from at the minute, you know. So I like the variation on the way we're playing.
Where's
Ohamed? He got a dead leg at half, you know, just before half time. Felt like it, you know, maybe going for another 10-15 minutes, but it may have been a bit of a bleed there, so we'll just have to monitor him. I thought that he was outstanding, you know, for the first half he was on, and his partner on the other side had a great game as well. You know, two big, strong, direct fullbacks played very well. Possibly, yeah. We're hoping he'll make it. You know, we'll have Julian and Simeonovic back in the squad for that one as well.
Is that just send a wee message out?
I know you keep asking me about messages. We don't send messages. You know, we don't need the. I think there's three trophies sitting out there at the front of the pitch. So I think that's enough. And then we've done our talking on the pitch again, as Brownie said the other day. That's the way they like to do it. So, you know, it's a brilliant start, and. If it sends out a message, then so be it.
Do you feel as if this side's starting to play the way you wanted them? I know you had inherited a side with a certain style.
I think they've got a good, you know, I think they've got more goals in them, you know. I think there's a belief, you know, and when they play like that and take the chances like that and shoot and create the, you know, we weren't sort of tippy-tappy at times. We were far more purposeful in our play against a team who are, you know, can be dogged, can be difficult to break down. That pleases me more than anything. You know, we got a good early goal and we built on that rather than take a foot off the pedal.
Ryan said
you
had a wee joke with him when he came off about letting him stay on for his hat-trick.
Yeah, he was unhappy with me last week, so I just thought, get the hat-trick and then give him a rest. He was after a four. He was gutted he came off because he wanted four. He's greedy, get. But he's in a good place, you know. Want to keep him, obviously, injury-free. He'd be important to us again on Wednesday.
Did you have a lot of you as well, wasn't he?
He's a great boy, great professional. Dead easy to work with, you know. Just, you know, have to tell him one or two things and he takes it on board. He just wants to do well. He wants to impress. He wants to please people. So I've inherited a great player there.
Are you surprised at how well he's starting this season, given how bad his injury was?
I think he uses the time away to, you know, look after himself. You know, he does a lot of gym work. I think you see his body has changed over the last couple of years, and he's far stronger now, upper body, and he's riding tackles a lot more. And, you know, that gives him confidence to skip by people. He's always been a technician, but now he's got added bulk and power to his game. You know, we're seeing a very good player in focus here.
How's Schwed?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, I can only pick 18, you know, and with Jozo and Julian, we needed a couple of, you know, well, we needed to bolster the defence just in case, which turned out to be the case with Tony coming on. But Mara should be back in the squad. He's only played, you know, 25 minutes in the last few weeks. So, again, I've got a good depth there, and he'll add to that again with Jozo and Christopher on Wednesday.
Thank you. Okay,
the tired streets that hide away. Turn to stone.